This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, I'm Umar Pagan, I'm Kay Pagan.
Good evening, I'm Caroline O.
This is the evening edition. First up on this hour, we talk about the phrase that everyone is talking about, which is ironic considering it's about not talking, is gag order. It was announced yesterday that an interim order has been issued against the media in regard to discussing the four charges against the former Prime Minister, Dato Sri Najib Razak. Yep. Now, the announcement was greeted by a lot of confusion by the media as well as the public. Mm-hmm. Shortly after, the head of Najib's defense team, Tan Sri Muhammad Shafi Abdullah, explained his reasons at a press conference.
The gag order was primarily aimed at stopping anyone at all making statements, and then the statement get published in the media which are unfair. For instance, even before the trials have started, there are people who make comments like Dato' Sri Najib is 100% guilty, they have never seen a bigger fraud case than this, and so on and so on. So, as you know, our constitution guarantees, just like most other civilized countries, we have got a constitution that guarantees fair trial. One of the fundamental of fair trial is that you cannot discuss, public cannot issue statements that comments upon the merits of the case in a prejudicial way. But if you are reporting a court proceeding, for instance, when the trial starts, or today, you're going to report about what transpired in court very clinically, there's nothing wrong with it. Because you're not commenting on the merits, making comments about whether or not Dato' Sri Najib is a person who pretends that he doesn't have money, things like that you cannot do. Because that will be prejudicial and it's against a fair trial concept. So the gag order is to stop anyone making comments like that pertaining to the merits of the four charges and getting it published in any media.
That was Tan Sri Muhammad Shafi Abdullah on why Najib Razak's defence counsel requested for the gag order.
Yeah, it's driving everyone bananas.
It's wonderful, certainly, isn't it?
Certainly, we as a media company have been tossing around trying to figure out what this means for us.
Yes, we do. And, what's interesting about it, and we've heard a lot of these arguments online as well, is the extent and range of such a gag order. Because, you know, a lot of people have talked about, Shafi at the press conference said, even social media. Mm. And I'm like, but it's not really media. We call it social media, but actually it's not by the traditional definition of what media is.
By the traditional definition, I suppose. It depends on what metrics you use.
Correct.
I think, what about international media? Because it's actually not clear whether or not it's local or international media, let alone, in this day and age where information is just shared everywhere, you know, if an international media company then decides to put out information, what exactly does it mean?
No, yeah, exactly. And also, I think, there are certain things, Caroline, that when we talk about, we apply a certain amount of standards and practices, right? And so in that very same press conference, Tan Sri Shafi did mention that, he doesn't want people going around claiming guilt or innocence. And he said even Najib Razak himself, he doesn't want people reporting that he is saying, I am 100% innocent.
Yeah, but that's the thing, isn't it? So, I think generally media companies have to operate that way. You cannot presume that somebody is innocent or guilty anyway.
And you wouldn't do that. I mean, you wouldn't say, this amount of items were seized from so-and-so's house, I am sure it was bought with corrupt money. We would never say that because we don't have the evidence or the proof.
Don't.
And that's just media standards.
Yes.
So in that sense, I don't think the media is really hamstrung by this particular gag order.
Yeah, but if we look at it from that lens, certainly not hamstrung, but it feels like it's not clear what the practical effects are, to be honest.
Okay, so to be fair, it's only for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And after these 2 weeks, he is going to, and when I say he, I mean Tan Sri Shafi, is going to have to submit a formal application to the judge.
To
make it permanent, which will also be debated at the next sitting on August the 8th. Hmm. And that is what the Attorney General, Tommy Thomas, has said. And also, it's quite interesting, I don't know, I'm sure we've been following all of this reporting. During his press conference, the Attorney General, Tommy Thomas, said that he was surprised at defense counsel's proposal proposal for a gag order. Mm. And it's interesting that a lot of media had reported it as him being terkejut. But I don't think he was surprised as in a, I can't believe you did that. I think he was surprised in a, oh my God, seriously, you're doing that? Mm. And so the sarcasm seems to have been misinterpreted as unpreparedness.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of that going on. Very, I guess, little clarity sometimes when it comes out of press conferences. Goodness knows, you know, the questions that are directed at people leading the press conferences sometimes don't give you clarity either.
No, not at all. The interesting thing about the gag order as well is that this is, at the moment, I think from everything that I've read, unprecedented. There's been nothing like this in a criminal case of this sort, and I think that's something that's also quite shocking to many lawyers. We're going to be speaking to an expert after this. We're going to be speaking to Surendra Anant, and he's going to clear up, give us a little 101 on gag orders and what it means. In the meantime, though, here are the Hollies with Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. BFM 89.9.
Bigotry Free Malaysia. BFM 89.9.
Caroline and Uma with you. It's the evening edition.
We're talking
5:16 p.m.
We're talking gag order. Hooray.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever said the word gag order as many times as I have over the last 48 hours.
That's right.
You know, I have to say thank you, Najib Razza and Tan Sri Shafi, for introducing this phrase into the everyday vocabulary.
Absolutely.
We're going to take another crack at it, right? Because mm-hmm. we've been talking about it for 2 days, and yet, when you look on social media, it feels like nobody has a clear idea as to what's going on. Mm-hmm. Now, to get a better understanding of what this entails, we've got lawyer Surendra Anant on the line. Surendra, thank you so much for joining us. And there's been a lot of questions about this gag order, but what's your understanding about it?
So, as what I understand from the reports in the media, the order covers discussion on the merits of the case. The inherent problem in the order is that it's very vague and ambiguous, which goes against one of the basic principles of any gag order, that it has to be certain and precise. Now, the problem are two words. Number one, it's merits. What does merits mean? As I understand it, merits means questions or issues that needs to be determined for any case or trial. Now, the even more problematic word, as I see it, is the word discuss. Discuss could potentially mean just stating what is happening during the trial on the merits. It could also mean any general talk of the merits of the case. And it could also mean any third-party views or opinions on the merits of the case. So I think this is the big problem with the order. It's just simply too vague at the moment.
Right. So Tan Sri Shafi said that the idea is not to make statements that prejudge the merits of the case. So help us make sense of that.
Right. So I think gag orders, generally speaking, can be divided largely into two categories. Number one, it's to protect the administration of justice and normally certain sensitive information. This could include, for example, if it's a trial of a child, you don't publish the identity of the child, or it involves certain information on national security, etc. Now, the one that's relevant for this particular case is the fact that you don't report on information that could prejudice the accused's right to a fair trial. Now, that's the purpose. The purpose is important because normally what happens is you have jury trials where people who are sitting on a jury are ordinary people, not judges. So they're not legally trained. And if you have the media reporting extensively on the contents of the merits of the trial, there is a concern that the jury might get influenced by what is being reported. And that is how the right to a fair trial is affected. And that's the purpose of the gag order.
But seeing as we no longer practice the jury system here, how common is it to see a gag order actually being issued by a court?
It is, as I understand it, very uncommon. Even in countries where you still have jury trials, like in the US, it is very uncommon to have gag orders issued. Especially in Malaysia, I don't think there should be gag orders of this nature anymore. Simply because, as you said, we don't have the jury system anymore. And a judge, a high court judge, is expected, who is trained to decide the case on the merits of the case based on what happens in court. So he is expected to put aside everything that happens outside the court.
Right. So who exactly is affected by this gag order?
Well, I'm not really sure on the precise terms of the order, but it seems to be directed at the media generally. This is a quite tricky question, actually, because when you talk about orders, orders generally, as we know it, only bind parties to the proceedings, the defendant, the plaintiff, or the accused, and the prosecution, so on. Medias are third parties to the proceedings. So this is where it gets a bit tricky. As I understand it, gag orders cannot be viewed as traditional or classic orders from the court that binds parties. It has to be viewed in context of what we call a contempt of court, which means interfering with the administration of justice. So when a court issues a gag order, what it is, it's sort of a statement from the court to the public in general saying, look, do not discuss or talk or publish certain information, and if you do, it might interfere with the administration of justice. So for example, just giving an example, if BFM were to report my view on the merits of the case, that in itself does not mean that BFM is in breach of a particular order or is immediately liable for contempt. What happens then is BFM could potentially be open to being sued for contempt of court, but it still has to be shown that BFM's reporting did in fact interfere with the administration of justice. So you still have to cross that evidentiary burden at the end of the day.
So how far-reaching then is this gag order, especially in the case of the media? Are we talking about just traditional media like print, radio and TV, or does it extend to social media and its users as well?
Right, so that's a question which is quite difficult to answer because media itself is not defined, the word discussion is not defined. So what I understand is there will be a formal application to court, and presumably when that happens, we will find out the exact reach of the order itself. But at this moment, to be honest, I don't think it's possible for anyone to say with certainty as to what the reach of the order is.
Okay, so let's talk time then, because it's still an interim gag order, so that's temporary. What does that mean exactly? I mean, does it mean that once we hit the 8th of August, I mean, what happens then?
Yes, so an interim gag order is interim, it's pending something. So in this case, it is pending the formal application on the 8th of August, so there is a certain timeline to it. Whereas an order allowed on a proper application will extend up until the conclusion of the trial.
Right. Some other lawyers are saying that this gag order goes against the Constitution. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, my thought is it is unconstitutional simply because the right to freedom of expression is guaranteed under Article 10, and only Parliament by law can remove or restrict that right. And as I understand it, I do not think that there is any specific law empowering the court to do so, although I accept that the court might have some inherent jurisdiction to administer or to protect the integrity of its proceedings. But even if that's the case, the order must be very certain and precise, and it must be shown with some form of evidence that it can in fact affect the accuser's right to a fair trial. And I do not see how discussing the merits of the case will affect the right to a fair trial. It's as if for example, is giving an hypothetical, the judge is saying that, look, I might be affected by external discussions on the case. That should not be affected by such discussion.
Right. Now, is there cause for concern here that High Court Judge Dato' Sofian Abdul Razak has allowed the gag order? I mean, the main point of gag orders, as you said, was to prevent prejudicing court proceedings, because courts with jury systems are afraid the jurors might have a slanted point of view even before they bear witness to a case. But we don't have juries here, so the only person that might be prejudiced is the judge himself, right? Should we be worried?
Yeah, I guess that's really the worry of it. That's the concern. But I guess it's an interim order. It's up until 8th of August. What perhaps should have happened was for a formal application to be put in. But yeah, I mean, it is slightly concerning considering that you do not have a jury system.
Okay, so how can we then, I guess, oppose this gag order perhaps? I mean, what's the process since the AG has come out to say that he himself is against it?
Yeah, so what will happen is most probably on there will be a formal application by the accused, and on that stage, the court will then hear both parties and then decide whether or not it should grant a gag order based on the terms of the application put before the court. So that will be heard on an inter-parties basis.
All right, Surendra, thank you so much for that 101. That was lawyer Surendra Anand talking to us about yesterday's interim gag order on the Najib Razak proceedings. So, Caroline, question for you. Do you know why we stopped jury trials in Malaysia? Or when we did?
No.
It was after the Mona Fendi case.
Oh, is that right?
For precisely this reason, actually. Wow. Because of the trial by media. Because of the craziness surrounding that case, the stories of ghosts and bombos and all of that stuff, right? And so it was after that insanity that we passed the ruling no more jury trials in Malaysia.
Yeah, I mean, but it's a whole different ball game today. We're talking about social media, the speed of information moving like never before. I mean, we've gone way past the days of Mona Fendi.
Which is why, you know, given that this isn't a jury trial, the gag order is such a strange thing. We've got some music coming your way. Interpol.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.